Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in on the radio dial in Mississippi or online around the world, we're glad to have all of you with us today. Our next guest is actually making her very first appearance on Conversations Live, but author Janet Taylor Perry has been able to thrill readers now for quite some time. We're going to talk to her not only about her literary journey, but also her newest book that's been getting a lot of attention called Wilted Magnolias. It's the first in a new series. We'll talk to her about that book and let you all know how you can stay connected with her. Janet, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, Janet, excited to be able to speak with you. I was kidding with you before we went on here that, you know, I know this is something we've been trying to set up for a while, and I finally was able to get you in, and we're so excited about that. We're definitely going to talk about Wilted Magnolias, but first of all, what has it been like for you, Janet, to be able to do something that you love, like writing, and to be able to see the response?
Well, first of all, my first book I wrote was King Satin's Realm, and I wrote that when I was going through my divorce. Mm-hmm. So it was very cathartic. I found a way to deal with problems in a way that can be constructive not only to myself but to other people as well.
Yeah. And that part, I mean, it being able to be constructive for other people, could you have imagined that on this journey that you would write things that would resonate so well with people?
I didn't know. Like I said, when I wrote the first one, I put it on a shelf and left it there for 10 years because I was afraid nobody else would like it. The only people that read it were my children.
Wow.
But then I finally met up with Lottie Bogan. She's been a contributor to the Northside Sun, and she has a group, the Red Dog Writers. I started meeting with them weekly, and they listened to some of the stuff I'd written and encouraged me to get out there and put something out. Then I joined the online group, The Next Big Writer, and I got some really good feedback from them. Some of it was negative. You're always going to have some negative. The
sure.
first thing I ever heard from them was, nobody will read your current writing style. But then I got some very good feedback because the next one said, well, love stories to start once upon a time. You know?
Right.
So I just went out there, went out on a limb, and started letting other people read it. And then I entered some things in some contest and sent some things to agents. And I got mixed feedback from them. So I finally said, okay, I'll do this myself. And I published my first book, which was the first one I published was Lucky 13, which came out in 2013. It was $13.13. And once you read that, you will never see the number 13 the same way again. But I just wrote those stories, and it deals with some really adult issues and some problems that people face every day to give them a way to look at their problems from somebody else's perspective.
Right.
And it also has a spiritual theme all the way through. There's always the theme of redemption and repentance. So.
Yeah, I think that is the important thing. I'm glad that you mentioned that particular book, Lucky 13, because, I mean, that actually began the series that you've gotten to be known for, the Rayford Chronicles. And, I mean, did you go into that book, Janet, knowing that this was something that you wanted to continue, or how did the series kind of develop?
Well, I draw on real life issues that have come up in my life, and I was a teacher, and when I started Lucky 13, I'd actually had a child say this to me. It's not racist, but let's listen to what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I was teaching in a very underprivileged area, and he said to me, quote, "You a scrawny little white woman coming here trying to change something you don't know nothing about." So, you know, it just resonated with me that, you know, some people just think there's a monopoly on hardship.
Right.
And I told them my life story of how I grew up very poor and went on to college. And the way to get out of your circumstances is through education and faith.
Right. And, you know, I think that is such a big message. And it's a message that I think, Janet, that all of us can benefit from, I think, regardless of what our profession might be. And ironically, no matter where we may live, and I bring up the where we live part because, you know, here I am, you know, a native of Mississippi, proud to call Mississippi home. You currently live in Mississippi as well. What has it been like for you to hear from people outside of the state, Janet, about how your work resonates with them, how you've been able to write something that transcends location and really is about the characters?
Well, I was totally shocked when I got the information that Lucky 13 was in the top 100 in Denmark. So
wow.
I was so totally shocked because I didn't even know it was being marketed in Denmark.
Right.
But that's something that Create Space does. If you go through them as an indie author, they do market overseas and to universities and libraries and things like that. It just really made me feel good. I've got a lot of readers in Canada.
Wow.
And some of these people I did meet through the Next Big Writer, the online group. But it makes you stop and say, wow, you know, maybe I am doing what I ought to do. Because sometimes you stop and you doubt. You doubt that you're doing the right thing. And the last book in the Rayford Chronicles is called Whatever It Takes. And I was just having some serious doubts going, you know, am I doing the right thing? Because I'm writing some tough stuff, but still trying to present my faith through the stuff.
Right.
And I went to church, and the pastor's sermon was entitled Whatever It Takes.
Hmm.
And I was just like, wow. Because he went on to say that your gifts are what you used for the kingdom. You don't have to give money. You use whatever God has given you, whatever it takes. And if it is your talent, then you use that. And then he can use it any way he wants to.
Right. That is so true. And I think that is something that I have definitely tried to live by as well, Janet, that I think our audience will appreciate as well, that we all have something to be able to offer. It's up to us to be able to recognize that and then to do our part to utilize it. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome author Janet Taylor Perry to our program today. We're talking with Janet not only about her literary journey, but also what it's been like for her to do work that she loves and to be able to share it with the world and actually reaching readers around the world. I want to go back to something you said, Janet, because I think it's a very big point for our audience, regardless of what their profession is. You mentioned the mixed feedback. Now, some people would have gotten something negative and said, you know what, this isn't going to work, or it would have fed into their own doubts about themselves or what someone else they knew had told them and said, you know what, maybe I'm just going to hang this up. What made you, in spite of that reaction, what made you say that this was still something you wanted to pursue?
I think it's because it helped me so much. It was a personal passion that if nobody else ever read it, at least it was there for my posterity to see. They can say, hey, Mom went through this kind of stuff, and this is what how she dealt with this. This is what she did. And something in my spirit said, do it. Just do it. So I did.
Could you have imagined, though, Janet, that by doing that, that you would be able to inspire other people, that you would be able to show other people, no matter where they live, what's possible for them?
I had no idea what would happen. I just said, okay, I'll do it. But it really makes me feel good that other people have benefited from something I've written.
Yeah. And that has to be a great thing. I want to talk about the newest book because you actually ended 2016 on a high with your book, Wilted Magnolias, getting a lot of attention from the state of Mississippi's largest daily paper, that being the Clarion Ledger. What was it like for you to see the way that people were responding to Wilted Magnolias in that story?
I did a happy dance to see that it was in the top 10 Mississippi reads. I did a happy dance. Of course I did.
Yeah.
It really deals with something that everyone can relate to with cancer and probably what might have caused this, what might not have caused something. It deals with issues of today.
Right. Have you found that for you also that, you know, this book also, I noticed I got the Kindle edition myself so I could read it in preparation for your segment, Janet, that one of the things that you do, you have a very personal connection to this as well in the dedication. Talk to us about that and what it was like for you to be able to give a special tribute in this book.
Okay, now you're going to make me cry here. My former brother-in-law suffered from, he started out with colon cancer. And then it progressed to stage 4 colon cancer, which is spread all over his body. But he was such a special person. And there was no reason, you know, nothing he had ever been involved with that should have caused cancer. You know, something in your lungs, you've never had a cigarette in your life.
Right.
But you stop and think about the fact that what might have happened here. It did affect someone that I loved very, very much. So I just took a small thing that happened and made a story around it completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, you know, my first major in college was journalism. So I used the reporter side of it to develop the story.
Yeah.
But it was just very personal. And my ex-father-in-law bought a copy of the book. He did not know that I had dedicated it to Brett.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me up, bawling his eyes out.
Yeah.
Telling me how special it was to him to read that.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, and I appreciate you sharing that, Jen. And I think, you know, and the reason I wanted to bring that up when I was first going into reading the book, I think that really goes to show, you know, we always hear, especially for writers, to write what you know and to share what you know, just to start with who you are, and that is what, you know, is definitely going to connect with people. So it was no surprise to me. I mean, I, of course, had read about Your Honor through Facebook, which we're going to talk about how you've been able to use that, but then when I started reading the book, I was not surprised at all that it got that recognition, because I mean, it is a story that definitely pulls you in. And I bring that up for another reason, Janet. Does it make it even more special for you that that book got that honor, because it is something that is so personal for you?
Yes, it does. It is special because it touches the heart. It really does. Because everybody knows someone who has suffered through something like this. Everybody, whether it's been you personally or not, your next door neighbor may have had something happen, but you know somebody. And yes, that did make it extra special to me.
Right. I mentioned that I read about it, like a lot of people did, Janet, through Facebook. Social media is one of those ways that you have been able to communicate with readers and communicate with your fans as well. What has that been like for you, with just the stroke of a few keys, to be able to touch the world that way?
Well, that's, luckily Facebook is around today, because I don't think 50 years ago this would have gone as far. Because now I can share snippets, I can share reviews, I can share that I have an event coming up, and that can go to thousands of people in just seconds. You know,
right.
They will see that. And it makes for a good turnout, it makes for people being interested. If they just read three or four paragraphs and they say, wow, what is this? Then they send me a message and then we can talk about it. It's extremely wonderful to have that kind of social media to go through now.
For sure. Have you gotten used to the idea that you can have that kind of instant connection? I know for a lot of I talked to a lot of writers on this program, Jen, and a lot of them remember when they used to have to get the letters in the mailbox, and that was the way that readers would connect with them. Now, I mean, because of social media and email, and I noticed that you have your email address even available on your Amazon.com page, you're able to have that instant connection. Have you gotten used to getting those emails and getting those messages?
The messages that I get sometimes are other authors also want to know, how did you do this? I mean, what did you do? Can you give me advice? And I just tell them, follow your passion, follow your heart. Like I recently did a talk for the Mississippi Writers Guild Central Mississippi chapter,
mm-hmm.
and talked about the six essentials for indie authors. And, of course, one of those is to get an editor. Please don't try to publish something that has not been edited.
Right.
As a former English teacher, I cringe when I read the grammatical errors and things because nobody got an editor.
Yeah.
Yes, you do have to put out a little bit. Now, that's something some of these people on Facebook or other media have said to me, can you help me with this? Yeah, I'll help you edit, but yeah, I do charge for editing, sorry. You can't do it for free. You have,
right.
You have to pay the bills, you know.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And you know what? Like you said, it goes to a big thing here, Janet, investing in yourself. We all have to do it. And I think that is the thing. And I think, you know, like you said, it's not only going to help you make, you know, a more developed product, but also, of course, your readers, I mean, will appreciate that you were able to take that time. You know, everyone may have a story to tell, but, of course, we need help in telling that story. And so I think that is the thing. Editors are definitely so important. Can we talk about support systems for a moment, Janet? I mean, you mentioned that you not only hear from readers, you hear from other authors. What has that encouragement been like for you from others in your community that has helped you moving forward over the past few years?
It really, the other authors, when they look up to you and they say something kind about you, it just makes you say, okay, I've been an influence. I've helped somebody. For me, I have always been a social creature, reaching out to people. So it encourages me on a different level. I'm also a teacher. So, of course, I'm going to say, yes, I can help you. I can guide you this way. That's just who I am. It's part of who I am. as speaking of being a teacher, not only is it other authors, one of my former students that I taught at Velma Jackson High School, Christopher Chambers, is my cover man. I've still in touch with him years after graduation, and he does all my cover work.
Wow.
So it's just that continued connection and that growing connection with the people around you, and even people far away, like I said, overseas. I've had New Zealand, Australia. You know, it just makes you feel like I never thought I would reach anybody that far. Maybe, my, you know, in my little neighborhood, but not that far away.
Right. Wow. Well, what a powerful thing, and what a powerful conversation this has been with you, Janet. So glad that we could have you on the program today. Again, everyone, you all have been listening to Conversations Live. Our guest for this segment has been author Janet Taylor Perry. We've been talking with her not only about the literary journey that she's been on, but also what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. And in spite of challenges, in spite of comments, how she's been able to persevere, and something that all of us can do, no matter what people may say to you. As you heard Janet say here, if it is your passion, if it's something you're passionate about, you have to be willing to believe in yourself, to invest in yourself, and to keep moving. And because of that, she's been able to write a book that's been recognized by the Clarion Ledger as one of the top reads for 2016, that being her latest book, Wilted Magnolias. It's available right now through our friends at Amazon.com, so you guys can one-click it there like I did, or you can order the print edition as well. When you're there on Amazon.com, you also will see the other books written by Janet as well. Janet, I mentioned that you are readily available to be able to connect with readers as well as authors, as you shared here. What is the best place for our audience to go to be able to stay connected with you?
Well, if they want to know a little bit more about me, of course, connect on Facebook, friend me, you know. At least give me a message that you're a reader or something, because it's a little scary to friend somebody you've never heard of from before,
right,
you know,
because right.
You never know what you're going to get out there. But send me a message, say, I just read your book, I'd like to friend you. But also, go to my website, it's JanetTaylorPerry.com. You can read more about me. You can read more about where to find my books, because they are available also in several bookstores in Mississippi. And just go, you know, send me a message.
Right.
And I'll get back to you. I do answer my emails. I really do. It may not be today, but I do get back to you eventually.
She definitely does, because we were able to set up this message, actually, this conversation actually through Facebook. So she definitely does connect. So make sure you all take advantage of that. Again, JanetTaylorPerry.com is the website. And then, as she mentioned, you can find her on Facebook as well. But definitely be able to read. If you haven't read any books by Janet, go ahead and pick up Wilted Magnolias for sure. It is the first book in a new series, so you all can be able to start fresh there. And then when you read that one, you can go back and maybe read the Rayford Chronicles as well, being able to start with the book that you heard Janet talk about here, Lucky 13. Janet, again, congratulations to you. Thank you so much for the time today, and I look forward to staying connected with you and meeting you in person soon.
That would be wonderful.
All right. We'll definitely make that happen. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Janet, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. If you click on the link there, you can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there as well. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.